Welcome to the Ziglar Show. This is episode 439. In this show, we hear from the legend himself, Zig Ziglar. The topic, dealing with and responding to angry and upset people. When you may be the recipient of their ire, but in truth, it's really not about you. That's what his message is going to cover and how we can deal with that. What do you do when this happens? And the answer, it shapes your life in a very significant manner. So here we go.
What you are and where you are because of what's gone into your mind. You can change what you are. You can change where you are by changing what goes into your mind. You cannot become what you need to be by remaining what you are. If you can't take a huge step to begin with, take as big a step as you can, but take it now. That's the key. Take it now.
You can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what they want.
Today's a brand new day, and it's yours.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Kevin Miller, your host of The Ziglar Show. And our focus today is, well, it's not many things, not even most things. It's primarily one thing. It's the overall Ziglar slogan, to inspire true performance, inspiration, motivation. If you aren't excited and committed to whatever progression you desire in your life, all the how-tos in the world are pointless. That's why we're here today. People like to be part of something that matters. And for those of you who go to a church, let me put you being here and listening now in perspective, okay, here at the Ziglar Show. I live in a small town. We go to maybe the third biggest church in the area, and on a good Sunday, we might have 100 people. When we lived in Nashville, the area of Tennessee, we attended churches with a couple thousand people in attendance. And there are mega churches much bigger. I'm told that the largest congregation in the United States is about 52,000 people, led by Joel Osteen. Well, right now, you are wherever you are, in your car, at work, on a run, exercising, maybe at home, and you're listening to a message that will place you in one of the largest congregations in America, just like Pastor Osteen there. We have about 50,000 others who will be listening to this exact show that you're listening to today, and every Ziglar show. And I don't say that to brag, as in truth, we have a big country, right? A big world. 50,000 is not really that many. It's big from podcast numbers, but it's not that many. It's enough to make us, though, one of the top podcasts on the planet. But there's over, again, 7 billion people on planet Earth. 50,000 is a pretty small church, but you're one of the few, the brave, the world changers. Thank you for being here.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of 7 requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
So, hey, in the message you're about to hear, Zig tells a story of one scenario about eight times over, sequentially, in the course of nearly 6 minutes of just pure Zig run-on commentary like only Zig can do. He hardly takes a breath or comes up for air. I'd ask you to listen through all of it. You'll get the point early on, but Zig's repetition is for a reason. Let it sink in, and then we'll talk just briefly about it. Here we go.
I love the story of Mr. B. He called a meeting one day, told all of his people, now, folks, you know we've been doing well, but we can do a lot better than we've been doing in the past. I've got to confess that much of the difficulty has been lying with me. I've not been the leader that I am capable of being. I've not set a good example. But from here on in, I'm going to get here early. I'm going to stay late. Going to take short coffee breaks and short lunch breaks. I'm going to be the example, and I encourage everybody to follow through because we can be so good at this company. We can grow so fast. We can do so much. Oh, it was quite an inspiring speech, and he really intended to do all of it. But you know how folks do. They kind of forget those speeches after a little while. A couple of weeks later, he was out of the country club having lunch, forgot all about the time. Suddenly looked at his watch, realized he was due back to the office in 4 minutes. He hopped up, made a mad dash to the parking lot, scratched off, doing about 90 miles an hour down the freeway, and the long arm of the law entered the picture, gave him a ticket. You're talking about somebody who was unhappy. Mr. B was absolutely furious. He got back to the office and he was just steaming. He said, the very idea, this man out there worrying about somebody breaking the speed limit just a little bit, he ought to be looking for robbers and murderers and rapists, and these people who are breaking the law, really breaking it, leave us peaceful taxpaying citizens alone. I'm telling you, he was upset. He walked in to the office, and you know how we've always done. When somebody catches us with our hand in the cookie jar, tendency to say, look there. That way it diverts the attention. He walked in, he called for a sales manager in a loud voice, said, come on into the office, I want to talk to you. Sales manager came in, he said, I want you to tell me about the Armstrong account. He said, I want to know what's been happening with it. You've been fooling with that deal for 3 weeks. You should have closed it a dozen times. Bring me up to date. Sales manager said, well, Mr. B, you know, I don't know what happened. I had it. I thought I had it. I thought it was all signed, sealed, and delivered. But at the last minute, you know, it just came unglued, and I lost the deal. Now, if you think Mr. B was upset before, you should have seen him now. He literally hit the ceiling. He said, you know, you've been my sales manager for 16 years. I've been depending on you to bring business in. Here we had the chance to really have a big breakthrough, and what do? You blow it. Well, let me tell you something, friend. Just because you've been here 16 years does not mean you got a lifetime contract. Now, you're going to replace that business or I'm going to replace you. Oh, he was upset. But if you think he was upset, you should have seen that sales manager. He's go storming out there and said, this is ridiculous. For 16 years, I've been running this company, brought in all of the business. Hadn't been for me, they'd have gone bankrupt years ago. And now, just because I fouled up one deal, could have happened to anybody, he blames me. Oh, he was really upset. Called his secretary in the office, said, I want to know, where are you on that Hilliard account? She said, well, now, you know, I've been working on three or four other things at the same time. And you said they took precedence. He said, look, don't give me any lousy excuses. I want that account taken care of. I want those letters gotten out that I've given to you. And I want to know, did you get them out? She said, no, I've been busy on the other. He said, you know, just because you've been here for 8 years doesn't mean you've got a lifetime contract. Now, if you can't do better on these things, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to get somebody who can. Oh, he was really upset. But if you think he was upset, you should have seen that secretary. She goes storming out of there. She said, this is ridiculous. I've been running this company for 8 years. Hadn't been for me, we'd gone bankrupt years ago. And now just because I can't do three things at once, he jumps all over me. This is not fair. And who does he think he's kidding? Fire me. As much as I know about that sucker, who does he think he is kidding? Oh, she was really upset. She walked out of the switchboard operator and said, look, I got a half dozen letters. I want you to get them out. Now, I know this is normally not your job, but you don't do anything anyhow but sit out here and occasionally answer the telephone. And I want you to tell right now that if you can't get them out, I'll get me somebody who can. Oh, she was really upset. But if you think she is upset, you should have seen that switchboard operator. She said, that's ridiculous. I've been here over 10 years. Matter of fact, I'm the glue that holds this company together. If it weren't for me, we'd have gone out of business years ago. And now, here they're not doing a thing in the back but gossiping, talking, drinking coffee, and all that sort of thing. I'm worked to death out here. And then they load something on me, and they say, and if you don't do it, we're going to fire you. Oh, she was upset.
She got home, she is still furious. Instantly, she got the letters out. Got home, she is furious. She walked in. First thing she saw was a 12-year-old son laying there on the floor watching television. Second thing she saw was a big rip right across the seat of his britches. She said, "Son, how many times have I told you, when you come home from school, you're supposed to put your play clothes on? Mother has a hard enough time as it is supporting you and sending you through school. Now, just because you've been disobedient upstairs right now, going to be no supper for you tonight and no television for the next 3 weeks." Oh, I'm telling you. She was upset. But if you think she is upset, you should have seen that little 12-year-old boy. He hopped up and said, "That's ridiculous." He said, "I was doing something for my old mother. She doesn't give me a chance to explain. It was an accident. Could have happened to anybody. It wasn't my fault." And about that time, his tomcat walked right in front of him, which was a mistake. I mean, a bad one. The boy reached down and kicked the tomcat. He said, "You get out of here. You've probably been up to some no good yourself." Now, folks, let me ask you a couple of questions. Wouldn't it have been so much better if Mr. B had just gone directly from the country club to that switchboard operator's house and kicked that cat himself? Whose cat have you been kicking? May I ask you another question? Has anybody been kicking your cat? Were you ever waiting at the go light for the right color to come along? And just as the light changes, all of a sudden there's a screaming horn right behind you. I mean, you know, instantaneous is that length of time that elapses between the changing of the light and the sounding of the horn behind you. You hear that horn, you turn around and say, "Can't you see? We got other people in front of us. I'll be going into..." I mean, can you understand that it's got nothing to do with you? That somebody had been kicking that dude's cat all day long. You ever go in a restaurant and get a cup of coffee? And you sit there, and you sit there, and you sit there. And finally, you meekly hold up your hand and said, "Ma'am, could you get me a cup of coffee?" She says, "Can't you see I'm busy? I'll get to you just as quick as I can." Do you snap back? "We don't have to bite my head off." Or can you understand? It has nothing whatever to do with you. Somebody had been kicking her cat all day long. You ever have a marvelous day? I mean, everything went your way. You're in sales. You closed the big account. You got a lot of proposals out. Looks like it's going to be the best month of your entire life. I mean, you're on a roll. You get 5 or 6 little ones that day. You walk in an hour late and your mate screams at you as you walk in whistling and singing and call out to her, "How you doing, honey?" And about that time, "You know how I'm doing." And if you've been here all day long putting up with what I've been putting all day long, you wouldn't be feeling so good yourself. Now, can you understand? It's not dealing with you. Somebody had been kicking her cat all day long.
Before we break this message down, and I do think it needs a little bit of breaking, I want to thank Salesforce for their support of this show. Salesforce helps marketers get smarter about their customers and plan better campaigns that blur the lines between marketing, sales, commerce, and service, all in the name of customer success. Salesforce powers marketing for the world's most innovative brands, from tailored emails to engaging mobile apps, social media, and targeted ads. Salesforce helps marketers blaze a trail for the brand journeys their customers want. That's great marketing made by you with Salesforce. Connect to your customers in a whole new way. See a demo now at salesforce.com/Ziglar. Again, that's salesforce.com/Ziglar. So friends, this message, it really caused me to pause a bit. I mean, I understand it, but what do I do with it is what came to mind. So here's just some thoughts to ponder together. And I'm not going to give a whole lot of commentary on this one. I think it's pretty self-explanatory, but as far as the issue. But again, what do we do with it? So, you know, first off, my negative junk can create a cascade of junk. And folks, I have a big family of 12. And yeah, if you think that number sounds bigger than maybe you've heard me say in the past, we keep growing. 7 kids by birth to make us a family of 9. Then we've been blessed with 3 more in recent years. Actually, kiddos from Native American origin, though we like to actually, we call them actual Americans. The rest of us are really just immigrants. But in my home, there have been times where, for whatever reason, I'm not feeling altogether positive and joyful. I'm losing my Ziegler-esque attitude, and my bad attitude comes out. And it's amazing to see how it can model and shape everyone else's attitude. I mean, I've literally had times of stepping back and realizing, wow, I just brought in a black cloud and it infected everyone. They all reacted. Now we have a cloud at home, and then I have to suffer it as well. So it's, you know, I stab myself in doing this. I mean, that's just downright daunting. I mean, that we're that much on display. And that's, you know, the case where you can do the same thing anywhere, any environment, any social group, right? I mean, there's a bit of me that feels, and you may relate, like, can I just be free to be, you know, to just be me? Well, sure, I can. And I've, you know, pardon the analogy, I can be free to pass smelly gas in public too, or in a meeting, but there are repercussions from the sound and the smell. And that's just reality, right? Well, I'm sure you have seen this in my work environment too. You really do reap what you sow in the light of this attitude we're talking about, especially with anger and bad attitude, bad mood. If I want a joyful workplace, I can be joyful and infect everyone with that. If I come with a bad attitude, then I can expect that attitude is what I'll receive back in various ways. I mean, we just have that choice. It really is a choice, not how we feel. You know, this is something even with my kids we talk about, my wife and I talk about. It's not bad or wrong. It's not a sin to feel anger. That's just natural. We're humans. But to walk forward in it, and of course, it, as in Zig's story here, to perpetuate it, that's a choice. So we can be, you know, be real, or we can be better and help others and ourselves. But next, though, and really more to Zig's point, I mean, that's what we have control over as far as us being the continuation of the anger. But dealing with others who are feeling less than joyful, as he talks about over and over. I mean, folks, it's just hard, especially like in Zig's story, when their ire, it's not that we're just around them and they're angry, but it's actually pointed. They have chosen to point it at us to, you know, kick the cat, as he says. And I mean, that is just difficult for any of us to deal with. So, you know, let's just dig into that just a little bit. I do want to thank Lenovo for their sponsorship as well of today's show, and they're dealing with cloud infrastructure. So if you can imagine, you have house guests coming, but only one bedroom. What if you could order an extra bedroom for your guest that you could remove after they leave? That's the idea behind Lenovo's next generation data centers built for cloud computing. You see, the cloud is all about giving your company the ability to expand and contract server space on demand without actually adding more hardware. Lenovo understands that on-demand access can give your company a tremendous competitive advantage. Think about it. The faster you can scale up, the faster your development team can test new applications. And that means you can get new product features into market faster. But that kind of flexibility is worthless if your servers are down. Lenovo servers are number one in reliability and performance because you don't have time for downtime. Feeling handcuffed by proprietary hardware-software relationships? Well, Lenovo systems allow you to partner with leading software providers to ensure your cloud solution is best in class. Lenovo systems can even integrate with legacy software platforms to help you get your cloud solution up and running quickly. So learn more about how Lenovo is transforming the data center at Lenovo, lenovo.com/data center. So we can talk all around this aspect of how to cope with being at the receiving end of someone's ire, whether, you know, where they're kicking the cat and it's not about you, right? But you're still getting kicked. That's what makes this topic so difficult. And I really believe the majority of the issue comes down to our personal self-image and confidence, which is at the core of every Ziegler message and Zig himself. It's about our own ability to be at peace no matter what. I mean, do others' perspectives and accusations define us? And, you know, before you have that gut response of no way, I mean, I'd really caution you to be real with yourself. I mean, how many times this week have you gotten upset with someone or struggled with anger or sadness or worry at the hands of someone else, what they're going to think or what they feel? I mean, if you're a sociopath or alone on a deserted island, you unless that, you should have at least a bit of struggle with these things. But can you recognize it for what it is and have grace for the person or a situation and be okay with yourself regardless? I mean, that's what's got to be possible if you're going to be one to stop the anger, not continue it on and go kick the cat, right? I mean, of course, we should always consider any accusation. But like Zig says, failure is an event, not a person. Any criticism we must take into consideration, but also treat it as an event, right? It's not us. And as my wife is fond of saying, to, you know, with anything that's given to you, eat the fish, spit out the bones. And especially when somebody does something, reacts to you in an emotional way, you've got to somehow, you know, understand that they're human. But then, you know, see what's true, what resonates, and let the rest of it go. But nobody has the right to label or demean us by a failure or even by many failures. Nobody. It's our responsibility to somewhat compartmentalize that and understand our own worth. I mean, friends, this is a primary focus of Zig Ziglar. If you admit that you struggle here, then dig into Zig. Go to Ziglar.com. Get into his books. This is the essence. About your self-image, your self-confidence. So you can also go to Ziglar.com/self-talk and start reprogramming your brain. If you haven't heard us talk about that before, those self-talk testimonials, that's what we get the most testimonials on at Ziglar, especially from the show, as people hear it and I talk about it once in a while. You can go there, get them free, download them. And it will reprogram your brain, giving you the fuel, the strength to do what we're talking about here. Because it's not just going to happen. It's something we have to prepare ourselves for. So the next time it happens and you are the cat that gets kicked, or something happens to you and you feel like kicking the cat, it's going to be a strength that you have spent time strengthening, all right? If you're going to be able to do it in that moment, just the awareness is not going to help you right now. If this is an awareness show for us, then to take on, pursue, and get strengthened in.
Thankfully, the days of building a business website, then having this massive endeavor to integrate an online store are gone. Today, Shopify has fixed all that. I had one business where we actually built the entire website on Shopify's platform. So whether you're just starting out, or you're selling $1 million of product already, Shopify is just the industry leader. It works the same for physical products or online and digital, and Shopify is just hands down the best out there. Most importantly, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. It's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Getting people to buy is not that hard, at least to the buying point, but getting them to actually give their payment info is, and Shopify is king in that department. They also have top-tier customer service, which I think is critical. You can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Kevin. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Kevin to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Kevin.
When we fast, we stop eating food and allow our body to repair. The research on the benefits and the reset is profound. The problem is, we like food. We're addicted to food. Me too. Missing a meal or a day of eating is terrifying to a lot of people. So here is ProLawn. It's a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. ProLawn is not a diet. It's science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. ProLawn provides a 5-day program where you get snacks and soups and beverages all designed to keep your body in a fasting state while taking away the difficulty and mindset of deprivation. I've fasted for 5 days with nothing but water, and my physical and mental state was incredible. My struggle was just wanting to fulfill my habit of eating. It was significant. ProLawn took that away. It's amazing. I feel like I'm cheating, but getting the benefits of fasting. So right now, ProLawn is offering What Drives You listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. So go to ProLawnLife.com/Kevin. That's ProLawnLife.com/Kevin for the special offer.
Most of today, you will be indoors, likely your home or your office. I am as well. Even with my treks out into the woods, I spend a lot of time inside. And we're going to take about 20,000 breaths. According to the EPA, the indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the outdoor air, sometimes up to 100 times more polluted. At my studio, we have heat being forced through old ducts. I walk on carpet full of years of junk. No idea what's floating in the air that I'm taking constant gulps of. The solution is an air purifier, and Air Doctor is just the best. Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold, bacteria, viruses. They do it so your lungs don't have to. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code Kevin, and depending on the model, you'll receive up to 39% off or up to $300 off. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So to get this special offer, go to airdoctorpro.com. Use promo code Kevin. AirDoctorPro.com, promo code Kevin.
Again, to the issue, though, somebody being cranky, we are just best to consider that they have someone kicking their cat and extend them grace. Grace. Grace is unmerited favor, and you're not going to change them. You can only change you. Give them grace, and we have control over that decision. And you know what, folks? Sometimes grace enables bad behavior. It's one of the hardest things for me as a person, as a father, as an employer, is grace, because it can enable bad behavior. And that's difficult, but it's still often the best choice. And it's also not justice. Okay. So you may enable, you're not going to get justice with it, but grace is often not just for whoever you're giving it to. It's not about them. It's about you. It's about me. And that is a primary ingredient for the topic at hand today, is are you strong enough to give grace? And again, it may be for yourself. It may not change the person you're dealing with, but you're trying to not kick the cat. You're trying to stop the cycle. You're trying to bolster yourself when you're at the receiving end of this. And I hope that a lot of you are not. I got to admit that this is not something that I am faced with that often. Thanks to the health of my family and the great environment that I work with and other people that I have chosen to work with. But I know for a lot of folks, you're in places of employment or even in a school setting with people you did not necessarily choose to be with, and you have to withstand a lot. And this can be something, well, again, back to Zig's story, it can be a cascading effect that just poisons so many people. We have the ability, if we are doing the work to strengthen ourselves, more than just being aware, but we have the ability to stop it, to withstand it, and to be, well, to have grace, right? Well, hey, thank you for being with me in this Ziglar Show. It's an honor to inspire our true performance together. Can't wait to talk with you in the next Ziglar Show.